If ever you're restless and you're feeling low, don't think that the city is the place to go. Well, I'll tell you one thing worth singing about. If you come in, be sure you can get back out. The great city playboy.
Is Murphy even going to show up in his own house?
Welcome to Blazin' Rye Backstage. It's your smoking nephew, Blazin' Rye, and I'm sitting right here next to the Sade to my battering wah, Mr. Jonathan Weeks. Jonathan, how are you?
Good, how are you, sir?
All right, man.
We're still alive.
All right.
Where are we going? What dead end?
No, here's a dead end. You're going dead end. By Andrew Donro's house.
Oh, my God.
So.
Alexis Donro.
No, Andrew Donro.
Oh, this is a terrible place. I don't like this.
You're going up towards Jay's crib.
You want to go to Jay's
house?
No,
we can't go there. He's at John's. All right. Yeah.
Around here.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving was great. Good to be back in the Elm City, in the Hamden area.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we should just record 5 short minutes when we're parked.
Yeah.
Because this is not going to work.
I love this, though. This is great.
So what did you do? Who did you see?
I just saw my father, actually. My mother was in New Jersey caring for my grandmother, and we just hung out. And we're going to kind of have like a more larger Thanksgiving with my mother tomorrow.
Tomorrow? So, when are you going to get back to Vermont?
I took off Monday, so I'm going to go back Monday night.
Oh, okay.
To Vermont, to beautiful Vermont. Oh, what the
hell? I think you're going to another dead end.
Oh, no, man. This what? How is this like a dead end on every street?
Yeah, this is over where Donros are.
Oh, I know the Donros.
Andrew and Liz Donro.
They're good people.
Yeah, Andrew has 2 chillins now.
Oh, wow. How was your Thanksgiving?
I did not have any children, no.
That was a pretty exciting Thanksgiving if you did.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was this one old guy there named Sal who...
Salvatore Morello, I know him.
Or what's his name? Stefan Salvatore.
Salvatore Dali. Sally Dali, right?
I don't know. Sally. Hey, you're on a nickname basis with Dali.
That's right.
Sally Dali! So take a left here.
Okay, all right.
We're going to get arrested for posting this one.
Oh, wow, what's this? I should have taken a right, huh?
This is where Manger used to play football.
No, really?
He snuck out of the house once and played football. It was no good. I said, you're not allowed to. He said, watch me, and rushed out of there. This is when we were being babysat by Nancy Aaronholtz.
Then he got hit by a car, right?
No. Okay, so I think you can take a left here. Or, yeah, you can go straight.
That's it.
Okay, go straight.
We got to get out of this place.
But there was this older guy named Sal at the Moskowitz's yesterday.
Yeah.
And he, at one point, thought that the sushi sauce was soup.
Oh, God. Sal's a disgusting bastard. Sal's got some issues.
So he was like, I saw this spoon. I thought it was soup. So he was eating whatever that eel sauce is.
Oh, gross, bro.
Yeah, well, eels are gross. I saw a two-headed one once at Epcot.
Ooh.
But the best part by far I thought of yesterday's Thanksgiving was when Grace Moskowitz, she had spent one of these Thanksgivings in Colorado.
Right.
And, we're going to have this... this bootleg Siri lady on the podcast now.
She's competing with us.
I'm going to wait till you take this left.
We're good.
Gracie had spent a couple Thanksgivings in Colorado, and one of these years, she says, she was talking about yesterday how one of them that she spent over there, she said, oh my God, that was the weirdest Thanksgiving. That was the weirdest Thanksgiving ever. This one woman died, and I was like, what? And everyone starts laughing. She's like, no. Like, she dyed all the food magenta.
Oh, okay.
But what a letdown.
Why would you do that, though? That would have been so much better if she had actually died.
Yeah, what a letdown of a story. She also said that everyone there, or actually there was one woman there who was wearing all Native American garb made out of felt. Speaking of, what do you think they call an indigenous shemale?
Tasmanian devil. Tasmanian devil.
I was thinking a native Shamalican.
Yeah, I like that. I like that much more.
Or a Shamalican American.
Damn it. I think we missed the turn.
No, it's coming up.
It's racist.
I think there's one more Thanksgiving thing that I need to share with you, but it's in my notes.
What is this?
Well, there was those two things, and, is it here? It should be here. And Grace, that same lady, also told me that she didn't make it to the fucking, what do you call it?
What?
What do you call the thing?
The mass.
The, Christy's... Oh, Christy's birthday party at Ness.
Yeah.
She didn't make it to Christy's birthday. I think you're gonna have to either go left and around or right and around.
Okay,
around
let's the CVS. Choose left and around.
All right. I hope that's not another dead end up there.
What the?
Because you know the Stop and Shop.
Right,
yeah, let's take a right and then a left.
Okay.
And then another left.
Okay.
Get
cilantro.
On Whaley.
Cilantro.
Oh, yeah, the restaurant named Cilantro. Cilantro!
Cilantro!
she says that she didn't make it to Christy's surprise party, or birthday party, because she was hanging out with a girl all day named, Selby Priscilla Nimrod.
Oh, my God.
What kind of name is that?
It's a terrible name. I like that Nimrod. That's the only thing I like about that name.
Selby Priscilla Nimrod. Grace also said, my shaman told me I'm going to find a magic white cat that I'm not allergic to.
What?
Yeah.
She said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, is she a fortune teller?
I don't know. But you know what's weird is that fuck, what was I going to say?
Fuck stick.
Oh, jeez.
My goodness. Wow.
That
was a truck with attitude right there.
That was a spicy truck.
That was a spicy
rum truck.
Sailor Perry, the spicy truck.
So she, Grace, I keep forgetting what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. You know how New Haven's a very small world? Well, it turns out that, I didn't drink any alcohol on Thanksgiving, and then I took one of these chocolate truffles.
Yeah.
And Grace told me, watch out for that person.
Oh yeah, person.
Jesus
kid.
Christ, that looked like a ninja.
I would have went faster when I was a kid.
I know, you almost killed that one kid. That one, I thought it was a kid. That's why. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said anything.
No,
mate.
No,
Odie, mate. But she said, what was I talking about?
Truffles. Chocolate
oh,
truffles.
Oh, yeah, truffles. See, the reason that I'm very unfocused, folks, is because I fear that this was a horrible decision to start recording while Jonathan Weeks is driving. So I'm trying to keep an eye on the road and on him
right.
And on the podcast. So Grace tells me that the truffles were actually made by Andrew's cousin. And I said, Charlie, and Andrew, meaning White Manger. And I said, Charlie Chuchardito. And then Kevin, Uncle Kevin, goes, great memory, or something. And then the girl next to me, as I'm eating it, says, oh, yeah, I think there's a bunch of bourbon in that truffle. And then Kevin was like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of bourbon in there. So I didn't have a drop of alcohol all day. And then I ate that damn truffle. I felt all drunk from this little fucking thing.
It must have been delicious, though.
Yeah, it was very good.
Did you put some cheese in there? Cheese in the truffle?
No. Why? Because they work at the Casey's?
Yeah. No cheese?
I don't think there was any cheese. There could have been. I don't know. There was bourbon in it. Who knows what else was in that thing. But okay, so we got to figure out what we're going to get at Stop and Shop for the mains.
That's right. Well, so, I got to get croissants and rolls.
Who wants croissants and rolls?
Well, I have no idea.
Rolls, I understand. Why do you need to double up on the carbs like that?
I have no idea. I don't like rolls or croissants. So
wait, who doesn't like rolls or croissants?
Croissants I don't like because they fall apart so easily. It's ridiculous. I get one of those croissant sandwiches at Dunkin' Donuts and they fall over my lap.
Yeah.
I had like 90% of it on my lap.
Who asks for anyone to bring croissants over at Thanksgiving?
That makes no sense.
Especially with rolls. All right, so you got to get croissants and rolls and paper towels.
Yes.
I'm thinking pie, maybe. A
pie would be nice.
I'll get a pie. Should it be like...
Pie in the sky?
Pumpkin, apple?
Sweet potato pie.
Wait, no, I'll get sweet potato... Oh, Orida sweet potato fries.
That's right. Lemon meringue mine.
Lemon meringue fries?
Yes. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, God. Lemon meringue actually sounds very good right now, doesn't it?
I think we should get one, yeah.
It's so not festive, though. No, but that's okay. We brought the... Me and Fondulis and Friedman brought Happy Meals to a New Year's Eve party.
Did you really?
These girls were very upset about it because they wanted it to be elegant. It was at my friend, I think it was Aimee's house, and they were she and my friend Rebecca were displeased.
Really? Like, seriously displeased?
Yeah, because
with
we brought Happy Meals.
How could you not be happy?
Well, that's what we figured, that Happy Meals would always be good.
Yeah. They always are. That's a great idea. I think we should bring Happy Meals to this party. Let's bring Happy Meals and apple pies from McDonald's.
I think we did bring apple pies that night from McDonald's. So we got to get paper towels, maybe a pie, croissants and rolls.
Oh my God, what else?
And I'm going to get beer because this will be the last time I ever drink.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh my God, that's a pretty big declaration right there.
Yeah, well, I say it every week. But
that doesn't include bourbon truffles, does it?
That's the thing is, you know, once I had that bourbon truffle, I was off the wagon. Is it off or on the wagon?
Off the wagon.
I was off that wagon again.
Off the wagon, man.
I mean, I didn't have anything else except that truffle, but it was a real, whoop,
that was enough.
Really shocked me. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shocked me into drunkenness.
Rum cake is good. You want to get some rum cake? Maybe everything should be alcohol themed. Maybe we should douse the paper towels in alcohol.
Here's the thing. I don't know if anyone else will be drinking. Might just be...
That's true. Murphy doesn't drink.
Yeah, I've seen him drink at a diner of all places. That's it.
It's the most random place ever.
He got like a martini or something, or a margarita at a diner.
Remember how Jesus used to always play with the little jelly packets in the diner? I'll never forget that, how he would stack them up by like their color and whatnot.
Yeah. What a weirdo. You know, he's not coming tonight.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
He called himself a terrible woe-dew today.
That's true. I agree. I don't know what that means. But
I think it's woady, except French.
Woe-dew.
It's more terrible because it's French.
It's a classy woady.
So I'm thinking we get at least 50 beers.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. 50 beers.
50 beers, a pot, one pie, lemon meringue fries, right. Paper towels. Should we get toilet paper?
Yes, let's get some toilet paper. We're going to need that.
You know, I was thinking, you know, we never got him an engagement gift or a...
Oh, we didn't. Yeah, that's right.
Or a housewarming gift.
I never even
congratulated. Amen! You don't have to be a man!
Who's going first?
You go first.
Yeah, alright, you gave me the suckiest joke. Alright. Producers of 60 Minutes have suspended Laura Logan over airing a fabricated Benghazi story. They say Logan would be taking an extended leave of absence. Not nearly as extended an absence, however, as Mike Wallace, Ed Bradley, and Andy Rooney.
Excuse me? Okay.
Yeah, it's a few weeks.
All right.
The
U.S. Supreme Court announced on Tuesday that it will take up the question of whether a for-profit company can refuse to cover contraception for its employees because of religious objections. No word, however, on whether these companies can force the Palins to take contraception to decrease the spread of morons.
Mm. What? You gotta laugh!
Yeah. All right!
Yes. Yes! Yes!
I got it.
You go, Jay.
Alec Baldwin's MSNBC show was canceled after he called a photographer a cock-sucking expletive. The photographer, however, said it was okay, as Alec Baldwin saying anything is music to one's ears.
I like that delivery. Yes. I like that.
Very nice.
Excellent job.
Very nice. A recent study shows that women with access to birth control have 40% higher earnings than those who don't. This leads to smaller families, longer lives, and increased incomes. This just goes to show that more ladies should be willing to fuck me.
A recent study shows that the planet's second deadliest poison, known as palytoxin, may be located in your fish tank. Another poisonous thing in your fish tank is that cock-eating fish. What was that? But there is a ball-eating fish. That's
yes,
true.
Testicle-eating fish.
There is.
What? Lost profits.
That means you got the long worst one, my friend.
Yes.
Who are the Lost Profits?
There's some British band, I don't know.
All right, Lost Profits singer Ian Watkins pleaded guilty this week to attempted rape of a baby. Of a baby. In his defense, Watkins argued, "I'm not even Catholic."
Oh. Oh.
I don't get that one.
Oh.
No bueno.
No good.
The Catholic League's Bill Donahoe condemned gay rights advocate Dan Savage after he went on a rant about kitty fucking priests. He called Savage an anti-Catholic bigot. Savage responded by saying, "If you want me to stop calling you kitty fucking priest, stop fucking kitties, priests."
Aha! Because they were, smashing.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, Sally. Weeks?
I don't know how I got this show. This show's bad.
A pre-kindergarten teacher in Buffalo is in trouble with many parents after she sent a note home calling their children unkempt and dirty. John Weeks then apologized to everybody. How did I get that joke, man?
That's just wrong. That's just wrong. I'm going to mess up this name. Conservative author Dinesh D'Souza tweeted, "I'm thankful this week when I remember that America is big enough and great enough to survive grown-up Trayvon in the White House." In other news, Dinesh D'Souza is din fucking douchebag.
Douchebag.
I like that. He's a douchebag.
Yes.
Yeah, he
should
have said that.
I like that.
Yes. That was fucked up.
Like
they're going to ride on his ass. You just wait till they find out who this motherfucker is.
Wait till they find out who that motherfucker is. Rapper Lupe Fiasco cut his concert short after being hit on stage by a tomato thrown by an angry woman in the crowd. In response, Monica Seles said, "He's a rapper. I play tennis. All he got was a tomato? That's not fair. Because that's the sound Monica Seles used to make when she hit the forehands. She got, you know, she got stabbed in the back.
Fans were in an uproar after Brian the dog was killed in last week's Family Guy episode.
Wait, I don't know. There's no punchline here.
This is the most...
You gotta think of a punchline on the spot.
This is the most upset Americans have been about a fictional character since...
Vietnam War.
All his participation.
Just gotta throw Vietnam War in there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's me. Singer Lorde, that's the one that does the royal song.
Yes,
right?
The royal song.
Yeah,
yes.
She's a total douchebag.
Yes.
She's called Drake and Nicki. I heard about this. She called Drake and Nicki Minaj completely irrelevant. In response, Drake said, "Goodbye, Lord, you're going home." Yeah, man. See, I don't like her. I don't like that move. She's like,
you can't be.
She's like 17. She's only got one hit. You can't be getting on Nicki. Like,
do you know that Nicki Minaj responded by saying, "Hey, Lord, I'd like to see you." Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, bay.
Super bass. That's what you're getting. Super bass. He's getting a super bass.
Who, Lord?
No, Nicki Minaj, you can't make fun of her.
Yeah, he do love him some Nicki Minaj.
This is me. This is a long one. I'm sorry, this is long.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's about...
She's so long. Sorry, it's long.
If I can touch it, it's real.
Wikimons.
All right, one of Sally Ann Oakley's favorite things to do was to take the walk from her home in Woodbridge, Virginia, to a nearby Wawa gas station. Last Sunday morning, the 59-year-old cancer survivor took her first walk in 6 months after recovering from a motorcycle crash 6 months ago. She was run over and killed by a car. This just goes to show you that no one's favorite activity should ever be walking to Wawa.
Look at you,
Lee.
Wow.
He was a big fan of that show.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
That is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Someone's out to get you.
You're going to hell for that.
Yup.
It's bad. Okay. A 19-year-old sheet metal worker passed out drunk in England and woke up in Paris. Man, don't tell me you took a trip to Europe.
Me?
Did you?
Nah, it's mine though, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. You went to Europe?
No.
Oh, okay.
In Arkansas, man, Larry Barnett, who allegedly hatched an elaborate plan to murder a former employee, is behind bars after reportedly butt-dialed the victim and revealed the murder plot. Boy, talk about a real ass clown. Weeks?
Okay.
Butt. Ass. Clown.
Get it? Butt-dial. Yeah.
George Zimmerman was arrested on domestic violence charges earlier this month.
Fuck him!
Shoot and kill an unarmed teen? No problem. But point the gun at a white lady, you're going to jail, son.
You doing right.
You're going to jail. Right. Damn, I'm going to go with a white lady. You're going to jail.
Frankie Muniz. Huh? People still check for Frankie Muniz? That, isn't he Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah.
That's Malcolm in the Middle, right?
He's a midget, right?
Is he a midget?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's fucked up, because you just call everybody midgets. That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, though. Okay, so Frankie Muniz reported on Twitter that he had his second mini-stroke. Ooh. Oh, that's terrible. Bad. That's terrible.
How old is he?
I don't know. 80, how old is that 80, guy? 80. Somebody Wikipedia Frankie Muniz. 83.
If he's a midget, so how many was it?
It started, and listen, this is a stroke, all right? No, it's a mini stroke because he's short. All right, it started by him losing vision in one eye while riding a motorcycle. Yeah. Talk about Malcolm in the Middle of Hell.
Oh, man.
Why are you giving me the fucked up stuff? That was
good.
That's horrible.
No,
that's so terrible. Don't
do that.
What's his name again?
27.
Oh, yeah.
Former ESPN Vice President Roxanne Jones wrote a CNN op-ed stating, "Never have sex with a girl unless she sent you a text that proves the sexual relationship is consensual beforehand. It's hard enough to get the condom wrapper open. Now we got to worry about writing to each other, too?"
Yeah, that gets a little...
That,
She says she's encouraged her son and his friends to use sexting. This marks the first time an adult has encouraged a child to use sexting. Well, except for that rock singer that raped the baby in the Catholic Church. Oh, my God. not promoted by me, sorry.
Jomo.
You see, now you're going to have me do the Pope joke.
Now you're going to get it.
I got to do the Pope joke. I got to deal with this.
Sinead O'Connor, yep.
Jackass. All right. So earlier this week, Pope Francis called for renewal of the Roman Catholic Church and complained of its embrace of unfettered capitalism as a new tyranny. Another form of how the church abuses power, fucking children's tiny, tight assholes. I do not endorse this. This is so bad. For the record, I've been drinking alcohol.
Oh, God, this is on tape.
It's like, you sound like the mayor of Rob Ford, who's like, "Oh, yeah, I smoke crack in
that
truck."
That motherfucker's crazy and awesome at the same time. Did you see that press conference? He like went after the guy's head. It's hilarious.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher David Price tweeted,
"Really?
Everyone that's traveling for Thanksgiving, please be careful. Driving conditions will be tough with these storms. Ladies, let your man drive." In response, ladies asked, "Who would you rather be driving, us or John Weeks?"
Oh, wow. John, you're getting
matched. I am getting matched. Alright, this is the last one. So you guys can applaud him. Paris Hilton recently stated she never made a dollar off her sex tape. Turns out she made $100 million.
Oh yeah, I guess she made a lot of
Okay,
that's the joke. All right. Thanks for listening.
Wait, I got one more thing.
I want to ask the
universe. Why the fuck does Judge Judy make $47 million a year? Why? Everybody go home and fucking Wikipedia.
I don't know why. Is there a punch?
I don't know why she makes $47 million a year. She makes $47 million a year. Yeah,
motherfucking Judge Judy.
No, motherfucker, that shit's crazy. Yo. I'm about to be a judge. Fuck that. Judge Julian Mosley.
I have to
the kids. The kids are yours, motherfucker. The kids aren't yours. I'm gonna do that.
You should do that.
Punchline. Huh?
What's gonna be your punchline?
What's gonna be my punchline?
Yeah.
Oh, we in too deep.
So, what the fuck was that? Man, I've been waiting outside.
I'm sorry, man.
Take a right on McKinley.
I took longer than I thought.
Where were you?
I was at Sliders in Wallingford.
Wallingford?
It's with Scotty Bones.
Oh,
Boney
man.
One.
Yeah, you know, I messaged him on Facebook to see if you were with him.
Scotty Bones?
I did.
Oh, my.
Scott Casey, right?
Yeah.
Scott Spezia.
Yeah.
Oh, if I have frostbite tomorrow, it's your fault.
Oh, my gosh. Did he respond? No, he didn't respond.
Nah. Nobody got time for that. Oh.
How was the thing yesterday?
The rest of it?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I enjoy... It's all right that I'm not going to drink anymore, because I don't enjoy it anymore.
What, drinking?
Yeah, I don't enjoy it.
No, you say that, but then you're going to go to like a club next week and you're like, oh, drinking is the best thing ever.
No, but I get all I
left
do.
Left here, right?
Actually, go straight to the end. I just get tired, man. I used to be able to like black out and go have fun, you know, when I was in my early to mid 20s, and now I just kind of get tired and feel nauseous.
How
and
about just
go
like
home.
One beer?
I can't.
You're going ham on those beers. You're going quickly.
Yeah, that's what I do. I can't do one.
Yeah. You're quick.
Yeah.
I had one. You had three. You had 3-1.
I mean, I had...
That's a pretty tough ratio.
What if we had that... the first one I had was the Sam Winter.
And then you had the crappy White Christmas.
Well, then... No, then I had the cherry chocolate.
Okay.
Then that nasty white chocolate that... Take a left. That you loved.
I actually liked it. It's weird, though.
And then I had the... Oh, another winter lager, and I think I was...
That was it?
I had a Boston lager at some point, remember?
Nobody else drank there, right? It was just me and you.
Do you realize how much money we wasted buying that all that toilet paper, paper towels, and beer?
It was worth it.
No croissants?
I think we'll do that next time. the food was good.
We didn't even do a PTC.
Oh, my. What did you guys do? Just talk?
No, we played this game.
All they did was play games?
It was called Dirty Minds.
Oh.
And it was, you know what a great way to end a game is?
Yeah.
Keep going straight. Is, actually, I think maybe you should have taken a right there.
Damn.
No, take a right at the next one, I guess.
The next one. Next
one? No. Huh.
This is right, isn't it?
Yeah,
this?
Go all the way down to the
end. I remember doing this before.
Yeah. But you know what's, we found out Paul Walker died in the middle of it, and that just shut down the game.
That shut down my other events.
Did it really?
It did.
What happened?
One guy got so emotional about it, he left. He wanted to on the phone for a while with his girlfriend, then he left.
I mean...
Why?
Why did we have such a
big deal?
We had a crazy...
I know it's sad, but it's... Yeah. Why?
I know, it's not like any of us are related to him or
this
anything.
This is like JFK dying.
This was in a room full of black people.
Right.
we could not go on. Maybe were you around white people? Did they have the same
reaction?
It was
all white people.
And they had the same reaction?
Yes.
Huh. I thought it may have been a racial thing.
No.
That they, you know...
Well, I mean, who was most affected with that group? Julian?
I think it was Julian.
Oh, wow.
But he was also the one kind of, like, making light of it at the same time. Take a left.
Yeah, I saw his Facebook post. It was a light comment. I guess no more, I guess no more Fast Furious 7 or something?
Yeah, something like that. I saw this comedian twatted something about Paul Walker. He said, don't worry, they'll just put the shit from previous movies in the next one or whatever. And some kid said, this is too soon. I feel like with death, you got to give it a week. Yeah. And then the comedian who posted it goes, you're right, he was like a brother to us all. Take a left. You know, man, the way that you could, you know that there, take again the right lane.
Okay.
There would be one way that you can make up your
an
hour
what is
late.
This? What is this? What is this now? Here it comes. What is this?
I think you know what it is.
What is it?
Yeah, take a right. You're not going to go for it, but I think you know what it is. Take a guess.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Educated burger?
No. You're on the right track, though. Oh, God, it's cold.
What does that mean?
What do you? It was freezing out there for an hour. Waiting for your black ass.
Sorry, I was on black time.
Oh my
racist.
God.
That's racist, right?
Jesus.
Is
got
that racist?
On tape saying that.
Is that racist? Oh, yeah, are we on tape?
Yeah, we on tape.
Oh no! Sorry about that. I was on Asian time. No, I'm sorry, Ollie.
See, if you said CPT, you at least could have said Asian
right.
time.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, but how can I make this up to you?
I mean, you know, it's something to do with some hot
Dunkin' Donuts?
Hot.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Oil.
Chocolate?
Some hot oil.
Oh, Pizza Stanford? Oh, you're sick. No! No! I knew you were sick. I can take you to Milford.
No, man. Why? So we can get crappy pizza?
I would. I can't. I'll get you Dunkin' Donuts.
Nah.
How about that?
Nah.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Nah.
Dunkin' Donuts.
That's all right.
Dunkin' Donuts.
You're getting the left.
Dunkin' Donuts. We can go there.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I guess
you always want to go to the far left. You're liberal.
Yeah, and you always
want to go to the far right.
You go to the far right. You're
right,
you conservative Republican. Teabagging slut.
I'm going to get you some Dunkin'.
Nah.
Is there a Dunkin' along the way?
There's one in the train station.
No, yeah, that one's good.
No, it's just because you don't want to be parking at the train station. Yeah, exactly. Or in the projects.
You know me very well. It's not the projects.
It is the projects across the street.
It's not that dangerous over there.
I didn't say it was dangerous. There. I said it was the projects. That's where I used to
work. I like the projects.
So do I. I used to work there, Church Street.
Would you consider this the projects? Would this be a rough area to you? This area?
I don't think you know what projects are.
I don't know.
Shouldn't you know working for Homeland Security and all? Projects is like a housing development. These are apartment houses over here. I still don't think it's a great area. I think there's a lot of shootings around here, aren't there?
Yeah.
For the record, we're passing by like the Grasso Boulevard
area. It's gotten worse ever since Johnny D stepped down.
Well, Johnny D's still mayor right
now.
Yeah,
sure.
I told you I went to that event. Oh, yeah, I told
you
on the last show.
That. That was good. That was good you went.
I'm telling you, that moment with Jimmy at Grand Central at
that
the end of the night.
Closure.
Yeah, it brought the misery of Danny's, like, Ryan Holmes.
Ryan Holmes.
Like,
did he say, did he, like, give any enthusiasm to the comment? Ryan Holmes or just Ryan Holmes?
No, I mean, I remember talking to him about it in high school and being like, you know, I don't really like Ryan Holmes.
Oh, you even said that to him
in high school? And he was like, well, it's a great name. And he said says it because, you know, sounded nice. But I just thought it was always very condescending. I almost, looking back, I was just thinking about this. I wish that when he was like, Katie, there's Ryan Holmes to his wife, I wish I said, it's just Ryan. But I didn't say that. I just said, it's nice to meet you and shook her hand.
I would have said that.
Yeah. Even though he would have said it's John Weeks.
It's Ryan.
Yeah, it's
right. Call me Weeks. You know that.
You could call me Holmes. You could call me
Ryan. That's what I said. I said that. Just call me Weeks.
Yeah, just not you know, not Ryan Holmes.
Right.
Or Jonathan.
I used to have a college friend who used to call this other friend Richard's full name, and they would always do that when it was like, you know, they got in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a trouble thing, you know. Richard came in trouble.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you usually say the middle name along with
right,
that. But the it was never my full with the middle name. It was.
What's
never
the middle initial of your name?
C.
Cock?
It started with a C.
Chris?
Yeah, Christopher.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's why I think Mac should go by Christopher or Chris. This is a better name than fucking Mac.
I agree with that. Oh. RCH. It sounds like a VCR company.
No, you know, the Light 100.5.
Yeah.
WRCH.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like this parking garage.
Yeah, it's
got green stuff.
Is that new? The green stuff is new.
I would take you to Stanford, but too much. I'm going to get you some Dunkin' Donuts.
Man, I'm saying...
You've seen them donuts.
I knew you weren't going to take me to Stanford. I was just saying that would be the only way
I know. So I never made it up. So up I can't where? Ever make it up, being late.
I mean, maybe next time we'll go to Stanford.
Where's Major? Did he go back last night? Oh, he's in West Haven now.
Yeah.
You never told me about Major.
Well, we shouldn't be talking about that right
that's
now.
True. Well, he was good. It was fun. Yeah, you never told me he was having a good time.
I
never knew he was making lasagna. That was delicious.
That was some surprisingly
was
good lasagna.
That was great.
I asked him if he used, he said he used sharp cheddar. I asked him if it was Cracker Barrel, and he said no, from the grocery store. I said, well, yo, where are you going to get Cracker Barrel?
That's right.
I mean, he went to, what do you call it, Stop and Shop, got the Stop and Shop.
Do you remember C-Town, the supermarket? I like
C-Town. Yeah, there's C-Towns in Brooklyn. I go to
there's no C-Towns here anymore. They close them both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
they're building one of the hugest shop rights of all time in East Haven. Okay.
Well, that's no good. With the racist mayor?
Yes. Yes.
You know the thing...
Is he still there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, jeez.
I think so. You know, the thing about C-Town, I went into C-Town in South Park Slope. It's called Steve C-Town, and mm-hmm. it's actually kind of a nicer C-Town. But this lady, like, I was opening the frozen, dinner aisle, and this lady, like, jumps behind me and, like, is in the freezer with me. And she's like, they got a lot of things here, huh? And I was like, yeah. And I told Julian about this, and he said... That's why, if you could get your ass to a Pathmark, get your ass to a Pathmark. Because C-Town is Crazy Town.
C-Town. Isn't that a group, Crazy Town?
You want to get
butterfly.
In the straight lane.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh-ho, butterfly.
You're my butterfly.
Sugar, baby.
Honey.
Come, butterfly. My baby. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar. Didn't we have this conversation?
I think we did. Deja Vu. That was a good song. They were also on that rehab show, right? They're one of the guys.
Oh, yeah.
With Dr. Drew.
With Dr. Drew.
I think he kills those guys. He doesn't really help them.
Well, Jeff Conaway died.
All those guys died.
Who else died?
I think one other. A lady died. Or a lady got murdered, right? One of them.
Oh, my God. Murdered.
Murder!
Oh, my God.
Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Yeah, Dr. Drew
Pinsky. I just wouldn't trust Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew Carey, on hand. Yes.
Yes. If you want a rambling answer that never really gets to a solution, it's Dr. Drew Carey.
Very good, very good. Oh my God, lovely, lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? Sunday?
So how, you know, I mean, where were you? You were at Atomic Wings in Wallingford?
I was at this place called Sliders. It was in Sliders. Wallingford.
How did you lose track of time?
I did. Listen, I'm not good with time. I'm just not good.
What do they have? Amazing what?
Grilled cheese bites. They're like mozzarella sticks, but they're grilled cheese.
Ooh.
And they give you a little tomato soup sauce that you put them in.
Is it really tomato soup, or is it
tomato
like
soup.
A marinara?
Marinara?
It's easy alone to be.
Oh, God.
Well, at least there's no children that you're going to run over.
I'm more afraid of white people walking across the street in the middle of the street.
They were Mexican.
Oh.
Weeks, you were about to say the jokes
last
night.
Oh, yeah, the jokes, yes, last night. What did you think, huh? What did you think of the audience here?
Well, I really got I picked the short of the straw, or however it goes, because I picked, it was either my delivery was terrible, or I was just, unluckily got the ones that nobody laughed at all. You know?
That was very humorous.
What about you? What did you think?
I think it was just bad. No, not the jokes. I think the audience was terrible. I don't think they understood it.
Yeah.
And they weren't in the light mood either. I think they were really serious.
It's weird.
And the Catholic jokes did not go over well
at all. They hated the Catholic jokes.
It's just a damn joke.
And it's just
some people get really offensive about that. And
none of them were Catholic.
And none of them go to church.
Some of them that's not true. Yeah.
Some of them put the bricks in the church.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I'm wrong on that one.
It was definitely a horrible joke off. And Julian just kept selling us out. You know, he was like, oh, I've had some alcohol, and you know,
yeah.
he didn't have our backs
at all.
Left lane, I think.
Left lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was ridiculous. And then the manager wants him on the show next week.
Yeah, why? What's
the
point?
I don't know. What's that about?
I've always thought Julian would be good on Backstage. No more.
No. You have to have, like, a co-signer, in a way. You know, your sidekick has to be a co-signer. He can disagree on certain things, but, you know, unless he wants a high headline, he's not going to make a good sidekick.
Well, that's why you have that innate ability.
I've
always wanted to co-host
the
show with
you. My friend calls me a co-signer.
Yes. Who's your friend?
Josh Harper. Clark Kent.
Oh, the
they
red.
Call him Clark Kent.
The Red Menace?
The Red...
No, Josh Harper's coming out with an album.
He is. He's coming out with an album.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be good.
These are the fools that you left us for last night. Josh Harper, Red Menace, and Two-Ton. Too Hot for TV.
No, that's very close. Chris Featherman, Too Hot for TV.
He liked the Cher remix.
He loves the show, actually.
He listens?
He says phenomenal now, constantly. Drives me nuts.
Well, I think you would love that.
I do love it. Is that phenomenal? He's in love with the show.
I think the next train is at 4:29, so I can get that one. And then the next one is like in the 50s or something. So we'll try for the 4:29.
Okay.
Since it's only 4:17.
So no Duncan?
Nah, I'm all right. Let's go off the record. Weeks, this was a wonderful show. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Wonderful.
Get that Barbie in the...
In the taxi cab and drive it off the cliff. With yourself in the trunk.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
she lied.